Honor the Earth is holding an event at the McCroskey Arts Center in Grand Rapids. It features singer-songwriter Annie Humphrey and Winona LaDuke and Ojibwe storyteller Anne Dunn. It's called The End of the Line 3 and Bridge, Love Water, Not Oil. Annie Humphrey's back with us in the studio. Annie, thanks for being here.
Good morning.
Good morning. So first, for people who don't know, what is Honor the Earth?
Oh, Honor the Earth is a nonprofit organization, national. They do work all over the country within Native communities against environmental injustices, and they help support groups that are already active in doing something about environmental injustice.
Mm-hmm. So what does that phrase, love water, not oil, what does that mean to you?
Well, to me, you know, we're all oil addicted, but we can't live without water. So I've been going on these horse rides for a few years now, and we'll talk about that later more. And it's just, it's a prayer, and it's like a ritual, right? We're on these horses praying for the earth, for the ecosystems that would be affected by any pipeline that damages or breaks. I mean, and it's going to happen. It's just when it's going to happen. So that's all it is. You know, we can't live without water. And also, water is so connected to the way I live. And I know that phrase, it's our way of life, is really redundant, and people don't really understand that. But it's really, really true. I can't live anywhere else but here in northern Minnesota and do the things that I do and things I was raised to do every single year and every single season of my life. So it truly is a way of life for me.
Annie, prayer and presence, and those are curious words. And as you ride the horses, I'm aware of a Japanese photographer, scientist, that he would take a picture of the crystalline structure of water that was polluted, and then he would meditate over that water, and he'd take another picture, and the structure had changed.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, and so I think that just being present and opening up the conversations, I mean, it's so important that we just we relate to each other in ways that we listen and we hear, and we also don't come into the conversation with our mind made up.
Right. Yep. And that's what this event is more about for me. It's not about raising money. It's not about being able to perform and sing songs. It's more about people of this community going to a place to speak out loud. You know, what their views are and what their dreams and what their feelings are about what's happening in the world. And it's not just the pipeline. It's it's we overconsume everything, and we need to start somewhere. So Winona always says we have to ease out of the fossil fuel era that we've all lived in our whole life.
It's Annie Humphrey. She's joining us in the studios this morning. We're talking in part about an event that's this Saturday at the McCroskey Arts Center, Honor the Earth, the End of the Line 3 Enbridge Love Water, Not Oil event, with music and stories and conversation. Annie, you know, it's such a complicated issue. We heard a story earlier about that Line 3 coming through and the jobs it's going to provide. You talked about, you know, the traditions and you live here, and this is the only place you can live. What is that Line 3 area? What does that land kind of mean to you in that region?
Well, it's the land, and it's also the fact that the pipeline runs under the Mississippi and the Ball Club River, and there's so much water. You know, Leech Lake is 50% water. You know, the lakes and the marshes and the swamps, and it's all connected. And if you go deeper than that, the aquifers, I mean, even a lot of the chemicals and things that are inside the pipelines that thin the oil to make it able to pass through a pipeline is cancer-causing, and that'll sink mm-hmm. down, and affect even that deep, deep water. So the abandonment of Line 3, the problem is that there aren't any policies in place on how it happens or what happens afterwards. But we do know that after a pipeline is abandoned, that company is no longer taxed. I mean, there's no maintenance required anymore, and it's like they can just like walk away. And the Line 3 has a lot of 900 places in it that are compromised. They're either they could lead to fractures, or, and with that being known and even admitted to by Enbridge, they need to unearth the pipeline and clean up what's happened.
So they're not obligated at this point to remove the pipeline if it's closed down.
No, they're not, because there aren't any laws in place for interstate policies, you know. So the one statement here on this material I brought in: if Enbridge is not required to remove the pipeline and restore the damaged ecosystems, there may never be a full accounting of the contamination surrounding the pipeline. This contamination would become the responsibility of landowners. So additionally, Enbridge has stated that they plan to fill the pipelines with nitrous oxide. So it's just not a good thing. You know, you got to clean up an old mess before you make a new one. And as for being a way of life for me, you know, it's so connected to the wild rice. And truly, truly, I've done that every year, except when I was in the Marine Corps. And when I was in Japan, my dad mailed me a box of wild rice. And I was up in the mountains we were in the field, and it was raining and miserable and muddy. And I remember getting that package in the mail. And I opened it, and I smelled it, and I thought, wow, this is home. And I could go back to, you know, the smell of the lake and parching the rice, and my parents and my dad and my mother fanning it in the birch bark trays, and that's when I realized how connected we are to these things that my parents taught me and their parents taught them, as far as maple syrup and berries and medicine and rice and fish and all those things.
So it's not just relationship with one another; mm-hmm. It's relationship with all living creatures, and in a sense, it's a relationship with the cosmos.
Right. Yeah. And thanks for that reminder about the water, because I've seen that, where mm-hmm. water will change mm-hmm. with prayer
yeah.
and positive energy.
That's right.
So, you know, Annie, you said that, you know, we're all addicted to fossil fuels, and oil is a big part of how we get around and how we do things. What do you imagine, like a really good future? How could things be different? What's your hope?
Well, I hope that you know, even these companies, you talked about employment and how it'll provide employment. But, you know, after a pipe is put in the ground, the job's done. So I think it would be really cool. And I know that the program exists with these companies, solar. I mean, they do it for good PR because, you know, they can say that, yeah, we have a solar program. So why not put more money into that and wind power? And, you know, that we have a lot of other, we have Tesla Energy now that's getting a little bit more available to the population. But I guess I would like to see more people, you know, saving seeds and having their own food and being able to provide food and, you know, more local meat and more, not having so much, you know, electricity. Change your light bulbs. If that's all you can do, change your light bulbs.
Yeah.
I guess... You know, my mom says whatever we do, it'll never be enough, but we can do too little. So if you can do any little thing, it's all going to add up. And I'm not saying everybody go jump off the grid and go start hauling water from the stream and wash your clothes against a rock. But, you know, whatever you can do, you know, just try it.
Right. I'm absolutely convinced that solar power is really the future. And we have to work with storage issues, but we need to do the research and development to discover how we can tap into the power of the sun mm-hmm. and have solar farms. And northern Minnesota and the Dakotas are ideal areas. We've got a lot of sun power.
Mm-hmm. And wind when you
and
get
wind.
Out there.
Yeah.
The End of the Line 3 Enbridge Love Water Not Oil concert. It's this Saturday, November 12th at McCroskey Arts Center in Grand Rapids. It features singer-songwriter Annie Humphrey, Winona LaDuc, and Ojibwe storyteller Anne Dunn. That's your mom, mm-hmm. and she's got a new book out, too. We're connecting with her to kind of feature her on Northern Community Radio as well. And
nice. Yeah, she'll have books there, too.
Okay. Okay, that sounds great. Now, the doors open at 6 o'clock for this. And we also want people, if you're listening right now and you want to weigh in on this subject, we encourage conversation. We want you to send us an email, comments@kaxe.org. Anything we might have missed?
Well, we're also doing a horse ride. So we're riding that day from Deer River, because the pipeline runs along. Well, there's 6 pipelines that run along Highway 2. And so we're riding about 11 miles from Deer River past Ball Club. So if you see us on horseback, You know, you can wave. Honking kind of scares the horses, so, you know, just wave.
No honking. Okay.
And then Sunday we're riding, too. We're going to start at the same spot and ride all the way to Bina.
Okay.
Great.
Sounds great. Coming up, we've got Music on the River. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.